You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We're told by the Health and Human Services Department that some 20 million of us have gained health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. President-elect Donald Trump has made repealing and replacing Obamacare a top campaign pledge. Just what if Congress and President Trump go ahead and repeal the Affordable Care Act? How might that affect families who rely on the ACA for their coverage? Today, we continue our week-long look at the Affordable Care Act in Michigan. Jerry Eisler of Farmington Hills and his family are watching and wondering about the future of the ACA. Jerry's with us now. Thank you so much for joining us on Stateside today.
My pleasure.
Now, you are a Vietnam veteran, 69 years old.
I am a Vietnam veteran. I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I've lived here for 42 years.
Tell me about your work history and when and what kind of medical coverage you've had.
Well, if I back it up, then I could say that mainly my whole life, other than the military, I was in the Blue Cross system. When we lived in Denver, my dad was a mailman. I had a sister that died of heart disease. She had myocarditis, which is a virus of the heart. So she was ill for 3 years. She died at age 16. Had he not had Blue Cross, we would have been bankrupt. I moved here when I was 27 years old when we got married. Gussie, my wife, and I have been married happily for 42 years. I was always in the Blue Cross system. I worked for Reynolds Aluminum. I worked for Castle Steel in Dearborn. And when I made a decision that I wanted to go on my own in 1984, my younger son, Mark, was 3 years old, and my older son was 6 years old, Aaron. We were fine. I was able to join an association plan for the metals group. I think my younger son, Mark, was born with Crohn's disease. Mm. He was misdiagnosed since he was a child. They said he wanted attention. They didn't even know anything about Crohn's disease. And finally, when he was in high school, he was finally diagnosed. He is now 36 years of age. He has had 7 abdominal surgeries.
Mm. So pre-existing conditions matter an awful lot to you and your family.
Absolutely.
So where do you stand now? I'm interested how things changed and what led you to the ACA.
Well, what happened was our association plan was in effect. I have neuromuscular disease. And at age 61, I stopped working. I was in the metals industry for 40 years. And when I retired, I went on disability. We had apartments in Walled Lake, and I worked until age 61. And then my doctor said, my U of M doctor, Zach London, said my neuromuscular doctors to stop working. So I stopped working. I was able to go on Medicare. And in 2010, our association plan was canceled by Blue Cross because of the Affordable Care Act. And my wife, Gussie, and my son, Mark, went on a Gold Premier plan through Blue Cross. So there was no loss of coverage, and I went on a Medicare plan. The Gold plan was terrific. It was a max $10,000 out of pocket a year. There was no lapse of coverage.
So it was seamless for them?
Seamless.
So no, you didn't feel any of the problems that some have experienced?
Right. But yeah. I will say this, that we had an association plan that we could not make any changes to. It was 50-year-old. Probably we had about 85 or 90 members in our association. And as they got older, they went on Medicare plans. But down to the end, there was probably only 5 or 6 of us left on this plan. And we were always very fearful that we would be canceled and what would happen with the pre-existing conditions. Because at the time, individual policies of Blue Cross, let's say that Blue Cross would have canceled us. An individual policy, if we went to an individual plan, you would have to wait 6 months before you received any benefits. Number two, $1,500 a year in drug benefits, which my son probably uses in 2 weeks now, and $1 million lifetime cap. I think he's notoriously close to $1 million right now, and he's 36 years of age.
So what were your thoughts throughout the campaign, Jerry, as you would hear Mr. Trump vow to repeal Obamacare as soon as he possibly could?
As long as they had this plan, I figured it was going to be like Medicare at first was rough. Part D of the drug plan under Medicare was rough. I felt that over time—
It would smooth out?
That it would smooth out. But if you have a protectionist Republican Party that just says that we want to repeal and replace, and quite frankly, if you say to people, what is Obamacare? they don't even know what it is. They don't know that it's the Affordable Care Act. They have no idea. I know people, so many people that are retired like myself, that don't realize that once you get into the donut hole in Blue Cross, so let's say if you're in a Blue Cross system, after $3,300 of what the plan pays and what you pay, you go into the, quote, donut hole until your out-of-pocket expenses is $5,000. In that period, you'll get a 50% discount on name brand drugs because of the Affordable Care Act. That was not even mentioned in the election. All the seniors, like in Florida, that voted for, they have no idea that if they're taking a lot of drugs, wait a minute, I take a drug called CellCept. It's $3,000 a month. When I go in the donut hole, it's $1,500. They pay half. The Affordable Care Act pays half. People don't realize this.
But what do you say to those critics? And they're out there, people who say, like in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, no choices on the marketplace. Prices have gone way up. People who have had their health insurance that they were perfectly happy with canceled because they didn't meet ACA standards. So people who say the ACA has been a nightmare, what do you say to them?
I say to them that I think that changes have to be made, and I realize that in the rural communities, there's very few choices. And it is that way. And I know I have friends that own businesses, and I know that coming up, they're supposed to have, you know, the mandate that you have to have all your people have to be on insurance. But we live in a civilized country. I served this country. I was in Vietnam. And I think it's a right of people to have insurance. I realize that it doesn't reach everybody. Changes have to be made. But the majority of this country are covered by plans at work. My son with Crohn's disease, mm-hmm. Both my sons are dentists. He can't get life insurance. He can't get health insurance. You know, he gets health insurance, but if they quit that, he won't get that because of pre-existing conditions. You can't get disability insurance. What are we going to be doing? Culling the herd here? So we have to have it that it is available for this 22 million. I'm told it's like 150 million people in this country have some sort of pre-existing condition. It's a lot of people. But they have to make it right. They have to make it fair. I realize that if people don't have coverage, we have friends in Arizona that the only thing available under the Affordable Care Act is an HMO. Everybody else has dropped out and consolidated. But here in Michigan, it's such a relief for us that my son works full time. He missed 6 months this year because he almost died from this horrific disease. But he has insurance available to him. The premium he's paying is $10,000 a year. I think it's going up to $12,000 a year for him and his son. In 2009, in our association plan, his premium was $21,000 a year. My wife and I, our plan in 2009, the association plan, our premium was $33,606. We had years of increase of 25%. If we had 10% a year in increase, we were happy. But the problem is individual policies. That is the whole problem. If you work somewhere and you work for a group, but if you're an independent contractor, which my son is, mm-hmm. you have a problem.
What would it mean to your family if Donald Trump, once he's sworn into office, makes good on that campaign promise? What would change in your lives?
My son would go bankrupt, and we would probably go bankrupt because he needs care. I mean, if you go into the hospital, to the emergency room, the emergency rooms used to be packed. So if you go in there, they're going to stabilize you. You see the commercial all the time, Humira. The drug costs around $3,000 or $4,000 a month. They're not going to give you that drug in the hospital. You go to the hospital, they're not going to do it for you. So somebody is going to go bankrupt, and it's going to be him, and it's going to be us. And I don't know what's going to be. And it's a deep concern to us. We've been retired for 8 years, and I had to retire because of my medical condition. But if he didn't have insurance, we are out of our mind over this. In fact, I'm telling you, I'm barely talking to the people that are conservatives right now that voted for this guy. I'm so upset because of the health care.
If you could talk to him, if you could have a conversation with Donald Trump, what would you want to get across to him?
I would say to him, you know, just repealing things is easy. Nobody has come forward with some sort of a plan. If Donald Trump is willing to listen to people like myself and saying, okay, if you want to move it across state lines, make insurance available across state lines, that maybe my son could be covered of Anthem Blue Cross in Denver instead of Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Michigan, and make various changes. But he's indicated that he'd like to have pre-existing conditions. He'd like to have people, kids, be able to stay on their plan for 26 years. They have the congressional will with the Democrats and the Republicans to make the necessary changes to make this work. And, you know, if there was something that cost my son double, just let it be available. But to have nothing is a nightmare. What do you do with everybody sick? I'm not going to let my son die. So I'm going to do everything I can. I probably get broke in the process. But it is the number one thing. I am 69 years of age. The number one thing that concerns my wife and I is not my health. It's my son's access to health care. He is going to work. He doesn't want to go on any kind of the doles. He doesn't want to go on Medicare. He doesn't want to go on anything. I probably have neuromuscular disease from Vietnam. I would never make a claim. There's far sicker people than I am. They should get everybody that serves in this country that goes in the war zone, when they come back, give them a Medicare card. This is what the people in this country deserve. But he deserves access. And if you just repeal this without having something equitable to replace it, people in this country are going to go bankrupt.
One of the over 20 million Americans relying on the Affordable Care Act for health coverage and watching very closely what happens after Donald Trump takes office. Jerry Eisler, it was great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.